This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm Layla Mutin, your host. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for downloading this podcast, as well as all the podcasts at drhoffman.com. I thank you for your questions and comments, and you can email me to radioprogram@aol.com. That's radioprogram@aol.com. I've got an email from Kristen. She writes, what are your thoughts on, quote, organic, end quote, farm-raised salmon from Scotland? In addition, there is some concern about wild-caught from the Pacific being contaminated by Fukushima radiation. While I stick to wild salmon, I often wonder, is there so much controversy on this topic? Yeah. Now, with regard to organic farm-raised salmon, I think that's still a little bit of a problem, but I'll tell you about the farm-raised salmon from Scotland, what I found out. There have been warnings, you know, over the past year or two about the safety of Scottish farmed salmon. Now, they're not necessarily discerning whether it's regular farm salmon or the organic farm salmon in Scotland, but let's see what I found out here. They say that the fish is so contaminated, this is farm-raised salmon from Scotland, the fish is so contaminated with toxic chemicals it should be eaten no more than 3 times a year. Oh my. The chemicals, which have been linked to cancer and birth defects, come from the feed used in fish farms. And I'm going to get into the feed in a little bit. Salmon farmers branded this study deliberately misleading, while the Food Standards Agency said the levels of pollutants were within safety limits used by Britain, the EU, and the World Health Organization. And its chairman, John Krebs, said that the health benefits of eating oily fish like salmon outweighed any risk. However, the American toxicologist Dr. Jeffrey Foran, who was involved in this study, said neither he nor his family would eat farmed salmon again after what he discovered. So, about the pollutants, there is a project, this is based at the University of Albany in New York. They looked at pollutant levels in farmed and wild salmon bought in Britain, Europe, and North America. Previous small-scale studies had shown a contamination risk, but this is by far the biggest and most comprehensive study. So, researchers measured the levels of industrial pollutants, PCBs and dioxins, and agricultural pesticides such as toxaphene and dieldrin. All of these are carcinogens, remember. So, they examined 700 fish, some bought in London supermarkets, some direct from Scottish farms. Now get this, the highest concentrations of these pollutants were found in fish from Scotland and the Faroe Islands. Dr. Foran, the American toxicologist, said this may be because their feed contains oil recovered from the ground-up bodies of tiny sea life harvested in the North Atlantic, a dumping ground for decades for man-made toxins. And fish from Norway also perform badly. As a matter of fact, let me skip over to Norway for a moment. There was a documentary by Nicholas Daniel called Filet-O-Fish, which took a critical look at the fish industry. And this film, it starts off in Norway, looking at the chemicals used in fish farms. Now, Kurt Odekalv, I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, is a respected Norwegian environmental activist, and he believes salmon farming is a disaster both for the environment and for human health. Below salmon farms dotted across the Norwegian fjords, there's a layer of waste as much as 15 meters high, which is teeming with drugs, bacteria, pesticides. The entire seafloor has been destroyed, and since the farms are located in open water, the pollution from these farms is in no way contained. A salmon farm can hold upwards of 2 million salmon in a relatively small amount of space. And these crowded conditions result in disease, which spreads rapidly among the stressed salmon. According to Odekalv, the Norwegian environmental activist, sea lice, pancreas disease, and infectious salmon anemia virus have spread all across Norway. Yet consumers are not informed of these fish pandemics, nor are they informed of the sale of these diseased fish. The sale of these diseased fish is basically continuing unabated. A number of dangerous pesticides are used in an effort to stave off disease-causing pests, one of which is known to have neurotoxic effects. Fish has always been considered a health food, but according to Odekalv, today's farm salmon is one of the most toxic foods in the world. Now, another toxicology researcher, Jerome Rusin, actually confirmed Odekalv's findings and claims. He's tested a number of different food groups sold in Norway for toxins, and indeed, farm salmon contains the greatest amount of toxins of them all, and by an incredibly large margin. Overall, farm salmon is 5 times more toxic than any other food product tested. Interestingly, in animal feeding studies, mice fed farm salmon grew obese. With thick layers of fat around their internal organs, they also develop diabetes. So, Jerome Rusin notes that a theory gaining traction is that rising rates of obesity is related to the increasing number of toxins and pollutants we're exposed to through our environment and food. And in light of his own studies, Rusin has stopped eating farm salmon altogether. So what makes the fish feed so toxic? What's wrong with the fish feed? In one Norwegian fish pellet plant, the main ingredient turns out to be eel, which is used for their high protein and fat content, and other fatty fish from the Baltic Sea. And apparently this is where the problem begins, because the Baltic Sea is very polluted. Some of the fish used have toxic levels of pollutants, which then simply get incorporated into the feed pellets. In Sweden, fishmongers now have to warn patrons about the toxicity or the potential toxicity of Baltic fish. And according to government recommendations, you should not eat fatty fish like herring more than once a week. And if you're pregnant, fish from the Baltic should be avoided altogether. Listen, any rules for pregnancy should be rules for the rest of the non-pregnant population, as far as I'm concerned. So, Swedish Greenpeace activist Jan Isaacson reveals some of the sources of all this pollution. Just outside of Stockholm, there's a massive paper mill on the bank of the Baltic that generates toxic dioxins. So 9 other industrialized companies surrounding the Baltic Sea also dump their toxic waste into this closed body of water. Dioxins bind to fat. You know, all of our toxic accumulation is in our fat cells. And because dioxins bind to fat, herring, eel, and salmon, because they're fatty fish, are particularly vulnerable and end up accumulating higher amounts than other fish. But there's yet another problem, and it stems from how these pellets are made, the manufacturing process. The fatty fish are first cooked, resulting in 2 separate products, protein meal and oil. And while the oil has high levels of dioxins and PCBs, the protein powder further adds to the toxicity of the end product. So, to the protein powder, they add an antioxidant called ethoxyquin. And according to the filmmaker of Filet-O-Fish, this is one of the best kept secrets of the fish food industry. Ethoxyquin was developed by Monsanto in the 1950s as a pesticide. This so-called antioxidant, ethoxyquin, was developed by Monsanto in the 1950s as a pesticide. Its use is strictly regulated, so why is it being added to fish pellets? So this is a real problem. Environmental pollution is always going to pose a risk. And again, coming back to Scottish salmon and coming back to the American toxicologist, Dr. Foran, he also iterates that the fish feed is a problem. It contains oil recovered from the ground-up bodies of tiny sea life, harvested in the North Atlantic, a dumping ground for decades of man-made toxins, which is where then I broke off into Norway, because they also find the same in Norway. So the study, published in the respected U.S. journal Science, this was about a year ago, they concluded the consumption advice is that no more than 1 meal every 4 months should be consumed in order to avoid an increased risk of cancer. Imagine. Your farm-raised salmon can cause cancer. Salmon is supposed to be one of the healthiest fish on the planet, but not the farm-raised version. And Kristen, I apologize. I'm really not making the distinction here. It's not organic farm salmon, farm-raised salmon I'm talking about. It's just farm-raised salmon. So even smaller amounts, it suggests it could trigger harmful effects to brain function, the immune system. And Dr. Foran said all the compounds we were looking for are classified as probable carcinogens. The evidence from comprehensive animal studies points to a range of cancers, including breast, lymphatic, thyroid, liver. Wow. There are a variety of other health effects, particularly in relation to PCBs. They include reproductive and developmental effects. There are also neurological, brain function effects, and immune system effects. All the fish tested was in fillets, but the findings apply equally to smoked salmon. And of course, you know that with smoked salmon, the smoking process renders any omega-3 that might have been available gone. So smoked salmon would be worse, even nutritionally. Almost all canned salmon, however, is produced from wild fish, which only have low levels of pollution. And now here's our conundrum. Yeah, you could buy canned salmon. You'll find engraved in the lid wild Alaskan salmon, which is great. It's normally not as expensive as fresh or frozen wild salmon that you might get from your seafood monger. However, what do we do about that BPA in those cans? So, other scientists are still saying that the benefits of fatty fish outweigh the risk, despite the startling results of this study. John Krebs said that people should consume at least two portions of fish a week. One should be oily, like salmon. There is good evidence that eating oily fish reduces the risk of death from heart attacks. We advise that known benefits outweigh any potential risks. So, Scottish quality salmon, which represents farmers, said the researchers had been wrong to use strict guidelines drawn up by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency rather than those used elsewhere in the world. Of course, I feel bad for Scottish fishermen because this is their livelihood. I wish there was a better, more environmentally better way to do this. Technical consultant Dr. John Webster said PCB and dioxin levels in Scottish salmon are significantly lower than the threshold set by international watchdogs. The organization said its members apply the most stringent, independently inspected quality assurance standards in the world. It said feed suppliers had taken steps to minimize PCB and dioxin levels, including sourcing fish meal and oils from seas which are less polluted and switching to plant oils. But Don Staniford of the Salmon Farm Protest Group said, this scientific study blows out of the water the myth that farm salmon is safe, nutritious, and healthy. It's official. Salmon is now the most contaminated foodstuff on the supermarket shelf. So, we have long known that farm salmon were more heavily contaminated with toxic pollutants than their wild relatives. We now know Scottish raised salmon are among the most contaminated, and the levels of contaminants may be so high as to possibly detract from the health benefits of eating fish. And pollutants are not the only problem facing salmon farmers. Recent studies have found contamination with radioactive waste from a Sellafield nuclear plant, while there are concerns about the use of malachite green to kill parasites and infections. Ouch. There are also health fears over feeding the fish chemicals which color their flesh pink. So, you know what colors their flesh pink? It's a fake astaxanthin. And I've read in previous research that that fake astaxanthin, if you're eating regularly farm-raised salmon, and then you go for a visit with your ophthalmologist, and she looks into your eyes, she could see that pink. That fake astaxanthin is actually being deposited in your eye. Wow. Okay. Now, moving on to the Fukushima concern, Pacific fish being contaminated. Because, you know, Northwest Pacific fish is supposed to be cleaner, but we're concerned about the radiation from the Fukushima plant, right? Now, here's a note from the State of Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. This is actually from January of this year, from in Juneau. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, in conjunction with the Alaska Department of Health, Social Services, blah, 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 continues testing of Alaska seafood for any potential impacts resulting from the 2011 Fukushima nuclear disaster in Japan. Testing performed in previous years showed no detectable levels of Fukushima-related radionuclides. Radionuclides. Yes, I read that correctly. Just checking myself. Okay. Testing in 2016 also confirmed the quality and health of Alaska seafood has not been impacted by the Fukushima nuclear disaster. So 5 years later, they're confirming that it's not been impacted. Fish species were chosen for testing based on their importance to subsistence, sport, and commercial fisheries, and because they spend part of their life cycle in the Western Pacific Ocean. These species include king or Chinook salmon, chum, dog salmon, sockeye, which is red salmon, pink salmon, halibut, pollock, sablefish, herring, and Pacific cod. Oh, this is all my favorite seafood. Samples of fish were taken by the DEC Environmental Health Officers during regular inspections of commercial fishing processors throughout the state of Alaska. The results of testing conducted on Alaska fish in 2016 showed no detection of Fukushima-related radionuclides, iodine-131, or cesium-134, or cesium-137. Alaska was selected in 2016 as the first state test site for implementation of a field deployable gamma ray analysis system, wow, to analyze fish for radionuclides. This unique pilot project was organized by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and the system was installed at DEC's Environmental Health Laboratory. You know, I'm always suspicious of the FDA, but this is what they're telling us. Fish samples are analyzed in-house at DEC's laboratory, and digital data is transmitted to the FDA's Winchester Engineering Analytical Center in Massachusetts for interpretation and reporting. This collaborative effort provides Alaska with the capability to evaluate surveillance samples in-state for Fukushima radiation. So, validation of this portable system will allow rapid on-site evaluation of environmental samples for gamma radiation contamination and exposure anywhere in the U.S. and will enhance the country's food emergency response network. So this collaboration is ongoing. This monitoring is ongoing. Although researchers from Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution have recently detected ultra-low levels of Fukushima-related radiation in seawater samples taken from Tillamook Bay and Gold Beach in Oregon, these findings do not indicate a threat to Alaska waters or the safety of consuming marine fish. DEC, in cooperation with its partners, currently deems fish and shellfish from Alaska waters unaffected by the nuclear reactor damage in Japan. However, the public is cautioned to be aware that fish and shellfish are still subject to local toxins. So, there you have it, this lengthy explanation. Again, what I would do, Kristen, again, like you, I would stick to wild Alaskan salmon always. Otherwise, even in a restaurant, I'm never ordering fish. I'm just ordering any other thing, because in a restaurant, you will be more apt to find grass-fed meat. It's more available, and organic chicken, and I'm never ordering fish in a restaurant. So when I do buy fish, I make sure that it's wild Alaskan, and that's basically it. The safest fish to eat, wild Alaskan salmon, sardines, anchovies, enjoy them. And very low in mercury, very high in omega-3s. I thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.